Week 3, Day 1. The day Shalom put on flesh. The story of Israel up until this point is marked by cycle after cycle of idolatry, injustice, and God's redirection back towards the way of Shalom. The birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus are the culmination of Israel's story. To better understand what it means for Jesus to enter the story of Israel, there are a few things that are helpful to remember. First, between the events of the Old and New Testament, Israel experienced 400 years without a prophet, without a word from God. In that time, they had been conquered by the Greeks and then the Roman Empire. The Jewish people were desperate to hear from God. Second, Jesus was born into a people, place, and society that was marked by political tension. By the time of Jesus' birth, Israel was a tinderbox of political tension as the Jewish people groaned under the oppression of Rome. Most Jews expected the Messiah to be a political savior, someone who would overthrow their oppressors once and for all. Third, the people had not forgotten God's promise to David, the promise to send a forever king who would rule in righteousness forever. And Jesus was born with the blood of kings flowing through his veins. According to the genealogy, Jesus was a descendant of Ruth, Obed, Jesse, David, and Solomon. Fourth, John's gospel says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." In Jesus Christ, God took on humanity. Shalom took on flesh. When God chose a body to put on, God chose the body of an ethnic minority born to a poor, unwed teenage mother. By the age of one, Jesus was both an immigrant and a political refugee. Jesus came into the world as a second-class citizen. The circumstances of Christ's birth reveal so much about the heart of God for justice. In Jesus, God radically identifies with the human condition. God's heart is bent towards the marginalized. God identifies with the broken. And when God reveals the depth of love for the world, God does so from the margins. This was the setting into which the Messiah was born. This was God's plan to restore Shalom to the world once again.